Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to 2013. It's going to be a challenge this year, isn't it? It's going to be a challenge for this show. I'll try and keep you informed on everything that's going on if we can. We'd like to know what you would hear, like to hear from me, your host, as we enter a brand new year, 2013, on our calendar. And, you know, I want to hear something from you. What do you think of that? What I want to hear from you, our listeners, is how you are going to get involved this year. What are you going to do to promote and protect your heritage of hunting and fishing? From the simple to the complex. We've got a lot of challenges ahead in this upcoming year. We've re-elected a president who has now sworn to take action against people who own firearms, law-abiding citizens. We have a General Assembly going into session this coming week that will take up their own set of firearms-related legislation proposals. And our Congress is not only out of touch, but out of whack. And there will be many anti-gun proposals introduced into the 2013 session of the 113th Congress. I would like to hear from you all what you're going to do to get involved. Are you going to pledge to write your local, state, or national legislator, your lawmaker? Are you going to listen? And when I give out an email address or a phone number, are you going to actually pick up the phone and call? Are you going to get involved in a local pro-firearms organization here in Maryland, your local gun club or whatever that might be? How about join a national organization? How about a conservation group? How about introducing someone to hunting or fishing? That might be the simplest thing you can do. Somebody, somewhere, has a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor's kid that you can introduce to what you enjoy in the outdoors and teach them how to do things right. How about that for a challenge for 2013? Now, this week I've spent a lot of time out. Monday, Jacob and I, well, let's start with last Saturday. Last Saturday, let's review. After we left here, we went to Frederick County, picked up Laura, a young lady that I am mentoring, and Laura was very successful in taking a big, giant doe with the muzzleloader last Saturday. Very proud moment. Made a great shot, 110 yards with the muzzleloader, heart shot, and we saw a lot of deer. Monday, took Jacob to Cambridge, Bluebird Day. We shot one duck, a lot of geese in the air, very few ducks flying back and forth. I was disappointed because Jacob and I have never had a good waterfowl day. As, you know, we haven't been that often, but, you know, it's a little tough. I mean, the kid is only off school between the holidays during the season. And Saturdays, you know, I'm here. So early morning Saturdays are out, unfortunately. But, you know, he shot one bufflehead. That's it. Tuesday, New Year's Day. Wednesday, day after New Year's. Thursday, managed hunt, Howard County. Saw a lot of deer. Nothing close. Nothing close. Guy behind me shot three. Guy in front of me shot three. Alan didn't get a shot. Like I said, saw a lot of deer. Couldn't take a shot. There were some deer on the other side of the safety zone sign. There's a fence. It's a whole big story. But anyway, no deer. Friday, was that yesterday? Spent the morning in the blind. Saw a lot of deer on the way in. Saw a lot of deer crossing the path. We didn't see the one we wanted, so we didn't take a shot. Saw fox. Saw turkeys. Saw a Cooper's hawk hunting and actually watched him fly off with some kind of critter. I think it was a mouse, but I'm not sure. That was a lot of fun. Last evening, spent the evening in the blind by myself. Saw one deer, probably a nice big buck, 300 yards running through the woods, and that was it. So anyway, a lot of time in the field this week, thinking, learning, teaching, helping. What are you going to do? Ron in Baltimore, go ahead, you're up.
Yeah, I'm down here in La Plata. What do you think about that blue tongue down here?
Let me stop you right there, Ron.
Yeah.
People are calling epizootic hemorrhagic disease, EHD, blue tongue. It is kind of a misnomer. That's a different disease than we have here in Maryland, but it's pretty much the same. We just don't get blue tongue. We get EHD. And what do I think about it? I think it was far more devastating than people understand. I don't think there was a lot of emphasis put on it, but I think it was a worse year for EHD than we have had in a long time. How many deer did you find on your property?
We found quite a few in August and September.
How many is quite a few?
Oh, 25, 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is quite a few. That is 25 or 30 that aren't going to be able to breed this year.
Right.
Yep. So how many acres is your property?
Around 400.
Okay, so you found 25 or 30 deer on 400 acres. I'm sure that's not the majority of the population, but that'll certainly cut it down.
We're seeing a lot of small ones.
Yeah.
No size, you know.
When you found these 25 or 30, were they mature deer? Were they bucks? Were they does? What were they?
All sizes.
All sizes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, Southern Maryland got hit pretty hard, no question about it. There are other areas on the shore. Lower Dorchester County got hit pretty hard. What we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is a disease called epizootic hemorrhagic disease. It usually takes place when we have a wet spring and a dry summer. Perfect conditions this year for it. It happens primarily when there's an outbreak of biting midge, the little no-see-ems. What you call them, no-see-em, some people call them that. They will bite the deer. They will, very much like a mosquito, they're bloodsuckers. They'll bite the deer, and they will inject this disease, which causes a high fever in the deer. The deer then it goes directly to a lung infection. The deer tries to find as much water as it can to cool its fever. That's what it knows how to do. Sometimes it'll wind up drowning. Sometimes you'll find a number of deer along creek banks and around ponds and things like that. Was that the case in your farm, Ron?
In the swampy areas.
Yep, going for water, trying to cool down. Yep. And a lot of those areas on farms are remote, and that's why people don't see them, because people don't want to hunt those boggy, marshy, swampy areas, although that's what the deer like.
Yeah, and that part of the year, you can smell them. They stink so bad.
That's exactly right. In the summertime, you smell a dead deer or a number of dead deer, you're gonna smell them, that's for sure. Yep.
Now, a friend of mine's been hunting Eastern Shore. I'm sick of deer, and he ain't doing too good down there, and they always shoot deer down there.
Well, I don't know the story about the sick of deer. I don't know that they were impacted by the EHD, but I'm pretty sure they were impacted by the hurricane.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they were driven into the high cover. I'm sure some of them may have drowned. I don't know. But
that's true. Yeah.
So we are hearing about some sick of deer that have been misplaced and displaced and, that type of thing. So, but what do you think about it? You asked me, what do you think about it?
I think they got hit hard down here.
I think you're probably right.
I'm going to try the last day today for shotgun and see what we can do.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, talk to you again.
You got it. Thanks. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We love to hear that. I love to see the email. You can like us on Facebook, by the way. Ellis Outdoors LLC, not just Ellis Outdoors, Ellis Outdoors LLC. We got to transfer everybody from Ellis Outdoors to LLC. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Loves Crabs, and the Outdoors and Radio Show. We all have Facebook pages, and Laura is our social media coordinator. She's on there, and she will help you out with that. So, but we would like to hear from you this morning. Want to hear what you're going to do. Want to hear what you're going to do. Are you going to become a, let's see, why don't you become a hunter safety instructor? How about that? Why don't you become a volunteer with a conservation organization? And let me ask this question. What are you doing now? And if you're not doing anything, call me and tell me you're not doing anything. Tell me what you can do, what you can't do. Can you help out a local organization? Thursday night, went to the Quality Deer Management Association meeting for the Bachman Valley chapter and the Maryland State chapter. Volunteered to take on some responsibilities for their banquet. So, you know, I'm basically leading the charge on that. I've got a great committee, and we're going to be trying to make that a success and selling some gun tickets for them. Tomorrow, I'll be attending a meeting of the Western Maryland Sportsmen's, the Coalition of the Western Maryland Sportsmen's Club to talk about upcoming legislation, the Wildlife Sustainability Act of 2013, which I can't tell you much about right now. But it will be introduced, hopefully, the first week of the session coming up. So, that's where we are. Don't be the first one to call now. I mean, you know, we'll... Pat's waiting there for you. He's got... Pat, I don't see anybody picking up the gauntlet, do you? Wow, that's sad. That's sad. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm not going to sit here and be mean to you. Look, you choose to do what you choose to do. You have work to do. You got families to raise and that type of thing. But for those of you who can, anybody can do something. Anybody can pick up the phone. Anybody can help. I find it sad that the sportsman's community, when faced with upcoming legislation in the General Assembly, can't show up at a meeting. Just can't do it. Half a dozen people show up. But yet the first people to scream and yell when something doesn't go their way aren't the people that show up to meetings. Jason, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. What's up?
I'm on my way to go hunting.
Good for you. Last day of firearm season, huh?
Yes, it is. And I've done less hunting this year than any year since I've been hunting because I have a house that's under construction, and I've had to work every Saturday.
Yep.
And it just killed me. All those nice Saturdays, it was frosty, and I had to get the work done, and it just killed me. Oh, it's been a much different year than normally.
Yep.
And I did go yesterday. It was my second time out, and I'm a diehard, so that tells you how,
oh, yeah,
kind of how I am emotionally. But anyway, I did kill a big doe.
Good for you.
And I'm going today, and so I did go elk hunting in Colorado, and caught in a beautiful 5x6 bull that my brother shot with muzzleloader, and I was archery hunting, and my buddy was archery hunting. We had a lot of close calls. And just couldn't close the deal, but I saw some really beautiful bulls this year.
That's great, man. That's great. Glad to hear it. So, yeah. Well, at least you got a little bit of a hunting season under your belt. You got to go to Colorado. You did take a doe. You got meat in the freezer, and I think that's what this weekend is all about: meat in the freezer for a lot of people.
Yes, and I stay on stand long into the day because yesterday I was I see a lot of deer midday usually, and yesterday I was dragging that deer out, and it was 12 o'clock noon, and here comes about half a dozen deer, one nice buck mixed in, and I like to hunt the midday. I see more deer from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock than I do the morning sometimes.
Wow, that's great. Yep. Well, I'm a big advocate of hunting all day, and I, too, have shot deer at 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, 11:30, noon, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Not all, but I've shot it. I don't like shooting them next to dark. I really don't. although that's the best time, because I hate dressing them out in the dark and getting them out in the dark and that type of thing. I mean, I love shooting them early in the morning. That way you have all day and take your time and that type of thing. But midday is far, far better than people think. So.
Yeah, and just because I know what for time, I won't keep you much longer, but in the summer, I love the flounder fish, and my fishing buddy and I, we go down Cape Charles and flounder fish down there. We caught some really nice flounder this year. And so that's one of them. And rockfish, I like the rockfish for rockfish too. But last year I got down Cape Charles to do some eeling. This year I'm not going to make it because of the house and everything that's
right
going on, getting ready to move. So I missed that this year. But we caught some nice rockfish last year too.
Well, Jason, I want you to think about all with everything that's going on. Sometime in your busy day, when you hear from me or anybody else about something that concerns you in Congress or in our General Assembly here in Maryland, would you take the time to call your local representative and tell them how you feel about it?
Okay, you know, to be honest with you, because I moved, and I'm going to have to find out who that is now, because I don't even know who that is, but I'll have to... I need to follow up on that. It's just been busy and hectic lately.
I hear you. We all have busy and hectic lives, no question. So I appreciate that. All right, Jason. Happy New Year to you. Good luck today out there. Hope you kill that buck.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. There he goes. Carl in his car. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good.
Just was definitely touched by your call that we need to do something. The day the shooting happened in Connecticut, I went online and bought memberships for the NRA for myself and my four sons.
Yep.
You know, we've really enjoyed the freedom of gun ownership, and I mean, we've had a great deer season. We've fed a couple other families than ourselves. It's just been great, and I hate to lose that.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you, and you know, we're the politicians, as Rahm Emanuel said, don't waste a good crisis, you know, and that's where we're at right now. So the shootings, the shooting in Colorado, the shooting in I gotta make a comment here. Mid thought, something just popped into my mind. Gabrielle Gifford, does that name ring a bell to you?
Yes.
Gabrielle Gifford was the representative from Arizona who was shot in a mass shooting by a nut job. Six people were murdered. She was shot in the head. She took a long, long time to recover. Because she was a member of Congress, there was much attention paid to her case. Why on God's green earth would Gabrielle Giffords be going to Newtown, Connecticut to interact with the parents of those murdered children today? What business is it of hers, other than the fact that she was involved in a shooting? She is no longer a member of Congress. What is she going to do? What is she going to say other than pull the scab off the already trying to heal wound?
Well,
I mean, people go, oh, that's so compassionate. I think it's mean, to be honest with you. What do you think?
Well, it's like when anything bad happens to somebody and then you want to turn around and tell them what bad happened to you. Really, it's really not helpful.
No, it's not.
People really don't know how to deal with situations like that. You know, I lost a son early on, and you know, some of the stuff that people would say, they just really don't know what to say in times like that. They really don't.
And that's the point. If you don't know what to say, you just sit and hold her hand or whatever. But to make news by injecting yourself, yep.
Right.
So
you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed that I let my NRA membership drop. And I got to tell you, you know, it's time. If they're not going to stand up, then we're just going to lose them. You got to get busy and got to do something. You don't have to do a lot if everybody does a little bit.
That's right. Exactly right. Yep. Well, I got a list of gun laws here from somebody the other day with all the bill numbers and everything else. And I went on Thomas and checked the Library of Congress, and the guy's pretty, you know, he's pretty detailed with all these bills and who introduced them and everything else, said they were introduced today. I don't see any bills on Thomas that were introduced, although they probably were. And there are 9 different gun control measures introduced by a number of people, according to my emailer. But I've been yet to able to track them down. I don't see anything on the NRA site about them. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Absolutely.
And don't worry, Dianne Feinstein is she's roaring right now. So,
you know, if I thought it would make a difference, you know, and make the world a safer place, I'd be all for it. But it just defies logic that you're going to take away guns from law-abiding citizens to make it that much easier on the criminals. I don't see how anybody can't get it that that's the wrong direction.
I agree. Yep.
It just defies logic.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. All right. Carl, thank you very much.
Okay, buddy.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break here. We're going to talk to Mark, and we're going to take a break before we talk to James and Dexter. But, guys, hold on, because I do want to talk to you. And let's talk to Mark in Eldersburg real quick. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning. Before I make a comment about what I call, I just want to say that anybody listening to the show should be a member of the NRA.
Absolutely.
I just re-upped for 5 more years.
Good for you. God bless you.
You know, everybody should.
Well, they're the voice right now.
For you.
Go ahead.
I'm heading to my farm that I leased in Howard County.
Yep.
It's become overrun with coyotes.
Yep.
I'm the only one who seems to have gotten one. Though we've seen them, we can't seem to get them in sight. What can we do?
You have to hunt for them.
We can call?
You have to hunt for them. You really have to concentrate on hunting for them. After deer season, get yourself a predator call. Get out there with a red light at night and work on them. They are very active right now. We saw one in Frederick County the other day chasing 2 red foxes. The red foxes are breeding, the coyotes are breeding, and the coyotes are very active right now. So one of our hunters on the property in Frederick County saw 2 the other day. Couldn't get a shot.
So but, you can actually hunt them at night with the red light?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That,
because I pay a lot of money to hunt this farm, and I've seen maybe a total of 10 deer, where I would normally have seen probably close to 80 throughout the season.
Well, I can tell you that the first caller with the EHD, that is probably also a factor this year. I don't think the department doesn't take a lot of calls on it. They take the calls, but they don't have the personnel to investigate. They'll just basically say it's probably EHD, and I think we had a massive outbreak, far more than has been reported.
Well, I'm not sure what EHD is. That the blue tongue disease?
Again, a misnomer, yes, but it is called that.
Okay.
It's basically a fever that affects the animal's lungs. It causes the lungs to hemorrhage, and the deer go to water to try and cool down. Although that's probably the worst thing they can do is because that's where the midges are concentrated. That's where the no-see-ums are concentrated around the water holes, and that's where they get bit. That's where they get infected. So
I'm headed to the farm this morning in hopes of harvesting it. Nice big fat doe, but I probably won't see any, and maybe I'll get a coyote instead.
Well, good luck either way.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, guys, hang on. We've got to take this short break, and I'll be talking to you shortly there. It is time for the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo, coming up at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. That's January 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's next weekend. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can win an African safari. The special guest is Razor Dobbs from Razor Dobbs Alive, and you can talk to him and shake his hand if you like. Tickets are on sale at theoutdoorsportsmanexpo.com. And I'm sorry, it's www.outdoorsportsmanexpo.com. You can get your tickets there and more information if you like, but there's going to be a ton of fishing tackle, a lot of great seminar speakers on, you know, how to set up your trip for Africa, tips on rifles, tips on fishing to Chesapeake Bay, great guys that are going to be talking about techniques for rockfish and that type of thing. That's the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Show opens at 1 o'clock next Friday at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux now offer the new Linux Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linux spray-on bedliner. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Hey, don't forget, Michael Waddell, the bone collector himself, will be there courtesy of Realtree at the NRA Outdoor Show.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all day.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. Let's talk to, where'd our guy go? Oh, man. Miss Jim from Whitman, was that his name? James? Call me back, James. Put you up next. Good morning there, Dexter. How are you?
Well, I'm Dexter. I have been...
good morning, Dexter. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's up?
I want to talk to you about the Sandy Hook thing. Okay?
Why?
Like, there's a whole gun control thing going on in result of this, and I just want to point out a couple of things, okay?
All right.
Okay, so if you go on YouTube and put in Sandy Hook actors, one of the most disturbing things I've found about this entire situation is that there's a guy, and there's video of this, okay? Like I said, you go to YouTube and you put in Sandy Hook conspiracy, you put in Sandy Hook actors.
Okay, all right, we got that part. Continue, please.
Okay, there's a guy that comes out, and he's laughing. Okay, he's just laughing his butt off. And
Dexter, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. It's YouTube, for God's sake. Yeah, I mean, are you one of those guys that believes that, you know, if it's on the Internet, it must be true?
Here's the thing, though. Okay, that's a good question. Here's the thing. Like, I remember seeing this guy, and you can see this same guy giving an interview as one of the parents of one of the victims, but they only show when he gets into character. Okay? You see the 20 or 30 seconds beforehand, you see him getting into character. Okay? This is one out of only one of a few points.
So what are you trying to say, Dexter? Tell me what you're trying to say. Just boil it down to our listeners now.
What I'm saying is that I believe that this was a staged event. Okay? This is something.
Dexter, there are 26 dead people, 20 of them are kids under the age of 10. You're saying that somebody staged this to make a point. Is that what you're saying?
They want gun control, man.
Dexter, man. I'm going to have to say goodbye to you right now.
But you're not letting me say the other things that I have as facts.
Facts. Okay, YouTube facts. Let's hear them.
Okay, so number two. Okay, so
you have 30 seconds to make your point. 30 seconds.
Okay, so number two is that I also believe that the Aurora shooting was a staged event. Okay, the Batman shooting.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay. What about Gabrielle Giffords? Was that a staged event?
I'm not sure.
In Arizona? Oh, you're not sure of that one, but the other two you're pretty sure of.
Well, let me explain what I'm saying. Okay,
so Dexter.
So let me talk about the Batman thing.
No.
Okay?
No.
The Batman shooting.
No.
The Batman shooting.
No.
Okay, the number one target was called Sandy Hook.
No.
Sandy Hook. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
No.
And it was changed from everything before every era of the comic.
No.
And Batman. Yes. It's a fact.
Saw that on the internet. Saw that on the internet, did you?
What's that?
Saw that on the internet, did you?
Why is it bad to find things on the internet?
Oh, for God's sake. Dexter, I'm gonna say this to you.
Okay.
Get your head out of the internet. Okay? Just walk away from it for a week. Okay? For a week. All right? Steep yourself in reality. Get around some people. You know, go to the mall. Do something that puts you in touch with people and gets you off that internet for a while. Yeah, you're slowly spiraling into something where you don't want to be, Dexter. Trust me on this. What I'm saying to you is you called me on the air to expound on these conspiracy theories. Get your head grounded in reality. Walk away from the internet for 10 days. Don't even turn your computer on. Stay off your phone. And get a grip. I really think you should. Have a nice day, buddy. Charles, we'll get to you in just a second. Matthew, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good first-time caller. Great show. I just started listening to you. I'm a second-year hunter here in Kent County.
Okay.
And really enjoying it. Got a good group of guys that
yep.
have been working me through it. And I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps, so good gun training. And I'm also a Republican Central Committee member here.
Okay.
In Kent County, Andy Harris' district. 36.
Okay. Yep.
And we're actually going to do some local things here. And I'm going to become an NRA member.
Good.
I'm really excited. I'm really, really having a great time with hunting and gunning and doing the outdoors sports. But, you know, there'll be a lot of knee-jerk and sympathy legislation, you know, running through the House and through a lot of the municipalities as they go into session.
Right.
Around the country. And they'll sift through. So this isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue, you know, it's a constitutional issue.
That's correct. Exactly right. Well said.
How big this is. And it's going to take a lot of talk before anything really starts to form as a plan that would either go against Second Amendment rights or actually state.
Well, unfortunately, the leader of the free world has already stated that he's going for guns.
Right. That's very clear. He's very clear on that.
And that man has a bully pulpit and a lot of power and the authority to issue a executive order. And then you got guys like Dexter out there who think that this was all pre-planned and actors have done all this stuff. And I hope he heeds my advice. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, so but Matthew, I appreciate the call and keep us informed on what's going on in the Harris campaign.
Good deal.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Charles in Baltimore. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Charles. Good morning.
Well, Happy New Year again.
Well, Happy New Year again to you, too.
You stir up all my old memories. I want to tell you just briefly two little stories. One, I was in an African safari, and I heard that they had Mardi Gras, and I wanted to go to it. So I went to South America, and I got an intense desire for fish. And I went down to Viña del Mar, which is out of Santiago, and my gosh, the whole city was destroyed by an earthquake. And that ended my fishing trip. And I was always fascinated by the difference between alligators and crocodiles. And so I was in Australia, and I decided I would go to Darwin, which is on their north coast, and kill either a crocodile or an alligator. I wanted to really differentiate the two. And my goodness, that city was destroyed by an earthquake. It was completely gone. And when you do your travels, you never know what you're going to run into. And I told you once before that I was in Tiananmen Square when they had the revolution in China. I don't know how I managed to get to these places, and I didn't even know they had this massacre there and what had gone on, because nobody would tell me. And I didn't learn about it until 2 weeks later when I was on my way to Mongolia. And these are some of the earth-shaking experiences that you obtain when you do your travels, particularly when the world becomes your home.
That's right. Charles, you always fascinate me. You are, again.
One day I'll tell you some of the food I ate throughout the world, including eyeballs from a Moroccan cow, and I ate a monkey in Hong Kong. But those stories are a little bit complicated, so...
All right.
I hope that you have a wonderful year.
Well, buddy, I appreciate that, and you do the same.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Never ceases to amaze. Never. 410 WCBM 680. I wish we'd have got that Frank? What's it? James from Whitman. Call me back. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-922-6680. Been interesting so far. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I stopped at Clyde's the other day. Gun sales have been through the roof, which is good for Clyde's, and we greatly appreciate that. They are your hunting headquarters, however. And for those of you who are headed out to do some waterfowl hunting, well, they have the Maxxis shotgun. That's an autoloader. A semi-automatic waterfowl assault rifle firearm. Yeah, that's right. No, not quite. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it is available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo. That's for sure. Now, I had my A-Bolt with me yesterday, my A-Bolt. A bolt rifle from Browning, 300 Win Mag. We've got a section of woods that are about 300 yards from our ground blind where the deer run just on the outside of that. So they're about 280, and I thought maybe the 300 would be a nice addition for the blind there with my 4.5 to 14 power scope on it. But the X-Bolt is the updated A-Bolt. That's available from Browning as well. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. That has the adjustable figure trigger, feather trigger, and a detachable rotary magazine. Good stuff from Browning. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They've got them all. All the Browning firearms you could hope for, they got them right at Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Website, www.clydesports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole. They meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
All right. Fishing regulations. Where are they? Anybody buy a fishing license and get a book yet? I looked for a book the other day. Couldn't find one. The title regulations haven't been updated online. The Department of Natural Resources website. Everything's 2012. Where is it, guys? And why is there no books? Unless somebody out there has gotten their license and got a book, you got to let me know. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is phone number. Regulations on... Where are they? Coyotes. Firearms, bow, and crossbow. Coyotes may be hunted in all counties year-round during daylight hours, half hour before sunrise to half hour after sunset, except Sundays. From October 15th to March 15th, coyotes may be hunted in all counties day and night, except Sundays. Again, there's no limit. So, there you go. You can shoot coyotes on any day of the year except Sunday. during daylight hours, year-round, and October 15th through March 15th at night, day and night, except on Sundays. Again, no limit. Trapping season ends January 31st, east of the Chesapeake Bay, January 19th, west of the Chesapeake Bay. 410, it'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here. We'd like to hear from you. I don't know if you heard my challenge, but my challenge to you for 2013 is to get involved. Get involved to promote, protect, and make sure that our future is secure with our heritage for hunting and fishing here in Maryland and elsewhere. Get involved. Get involved with a conservation organization. Get involved with a gun group. Get involved with... somebody who you can mentor, somebody who you can take hunting or fishing, introduce a son, a grandson, a daughter, a granddaughter, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor's kid, a neighbor, a friend, someone who you care about, introduce them into the sport that you love, even if it's just taking them to the range and, you know, shooting a 22. That's it. I mean, just get them involved somehow, and then get yourself involved into the issues, we have lawmakers out there that we've elected, and a lot of people say, I voted, that's the end of my responsibility. Really? Well, what happens if your elected official doesn't vote the way you want him to vote on particular legislation, and he doesn't hear from you? He's going to assume that you're okay with that. He's going to assume that you're okay with anti-gun legislation, that you're okay with more restrictive legislation that impinges on your liberty. He's going to be okay with that as long as he doesn't hear from you. But if he starts hearing from you and you and you and you and you and you, he might start to get the point. You know, we have Pat McDonough here on the air every now and then from Baltimore County, representative from Baltimore County. I said to Pat, why can't we get Sunday hunting in Baltimore County? He said, I don't hear from any hunters. Baltimore County. What's the population in Baltimore County? How many hunters are there? He said, I hear from the anti-hunters. They don't want it. But I don't hear from hunters. To me, that's sad, folks. Just sad. Let's talk to James in Whitman. Thanks for calling back, James. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. What's up?
Yesterday, a different approach to what you're asking, and I think you're provoking everybody to think about it. But I got a call from the National Republican Committee yesterday. I've been supporters of them.
Right.
And so, not to be totally partisan, but I gave that guy what for, so to speak.
Good. I'm glad you did. Somebody better.
He said, would you support us? I said, no, you guys.
No.
Absolutely useless.
That's right. Absolutely.
And I said, do you listen to Charles Krauthammer? He says, no, I haven't recently. He said, well, Obama neutered the Republican Party. I said, that's right. You need somebody with a pair of you-know-whats, but
yep.
You haven't demonstrated that. So,
yep.
You know, that's another approach to, it's tough with Mikulski and Martin.
Yep.
But at least we got Harris. But that, I think that's another way to do it. Just
well, they got rid of old Roscoe out there in the West.
That's right. So, you got to... You got to support them, but let them know we're not happy with them. So that's another approach, I think.
I think you're right, and organizations like the Heritage Foundation,
absolutely.
You know, those folks are just spot on when it comes to conservative issues and things that we care about. You know,
you can follow Hillsdale College too.
Hillsdale College, great constitutional resource. Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay. All the best.
All right. Well, thank you, James. It sounds like you're doing your part. Keep it up. Call us with weight. Call us. Listen.
I hope I do my part this morning by killing some deer. They're tough.
Yeah, I know. Here's the deal, James. When you learn something and you want to let us know right here. Give us some resources. Help us out. Help the folks out on the shore. And that way you can help do your part and multiply your own efforts. But what you just said.
I was talking about you this morning with the guys I'm going hunting with, so we'll get it started.
No, that sounds like a great plan, buddy. Appreciate it.
You.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Fred, Baltimore City. Good morning, Fred.
Yes, good morning. And thank you, first of all, for letting that young man who was reading the Internet say what he had to say. You did not cut him off, so I respect you for that.
Well, it got to a point where I almost had to.
Okay, but you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Number one, I recognize that most of these politicians are nothing but scum. And they are really criminals. You know, this whole government is run by a bunch of criminals. Only thing, these criminals come out of elite colleges and universities. They speak proper English, shirt and tie and suits. But they do everything to undermine the average American worker in this country. And they benefit at the long run. You know, they after 20, 30 years in Washington, fat pensions, you know,
yep.
Excellent health care.
Sure.
And I'm 60 years old, never been on social service, thank God.
Thank God.
I have worked all of my life.
Yep.
Still working.
Yep.
And when someone asked me last year when I was going to retire, not that I squandered my money and whined women in song. I said, no, after I do retire from this job, I'll probably go to another job at 66 full-time, and I'll drop dead on the job. Okay, but here's what I want to say.
All right, real quick.
I've joined the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's organization.
Right.
And the NRA.
Right.
And I'm going to be frank with you. It's going to be hard to move that Second Amendment, but these people...
They're gonna chip away at it.
Yeah,
they're not gonna come out and say we want to repeal the Second Amendment.
Right.
They're gonna say we think that the high capacity magazines are too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We think that you shouldn't have oh, bayonet lugs on a gun. We think that more than a folding stock is evil. A suppressor, a sound suppressor, a recoil suppressor is, well, that's paramilitary. That's how they're going to chip away at it.
Well, sir, I agree with you 5,000%, and I'm going to be blunt. No one is going to come and take my protection from me.
Well, I hear that, Fred. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about this,
yeah.
Not you and I, but months ago about this. And if it boils down to that, what will you do?
Well, I tell you something. I do not advocate violence.
Nope.
But if any police officer or U.S.
Fred, take it easy.
Yeah.
I know where you're going. Just,
yeah.
Okay.
If
don't do me a favor.
Yes.
Don't say it.
Yes, okay.
Let me say it. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Well, look, have a good New Year.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We got a couple calls there waiting, but we have to tell you one more time about Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Coming up, the Showplace Arena on Upper Marlboro, Maryland, next weekend. Starts 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. You can win an African safari. You can meet Razor Dobbs of Razor Dobbs Alive. He's a world-renowned hunter, so you can meet him there as well. It's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Plenty of good seminars, 100 exhibitors on hunting, fishing, great outdoors, equipment, you name it. They've got it, and you can find your tickets at OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com is the website, and I'll have a booth down there. I'll see you down there sometime during the next weekend at the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo, and that's at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Make sure you get there.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Hey, don't forget, special guest Michael Waddell, the Bone Collector, courtesy of Realtree.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore.